Adriana Delgado, a student at Manuel High School, and my poem is called Preferred Sides. I have always dreamed of standing out, of being seen and being heard, not forgotten. I have dreamed of belonging, of home, dreamed of feeling whole. Born to a white mother, Mexican father, living with my auntie and my cousins, I straddled two worlds, like legs dangling on either side of the fence. White, big house, full fridge, clean, quiet, calm, white picket fence, suburbs. Mexican, small house, crowded, five primos squeezed into a small bedroom, living in the hood. I have always dreamed of one day helping my family get out the east side. Dreamed that one day my younger cousins would be given more opportunities than me. Dreamed that just because we sometimes go hungry doesn't mean we will starve. Dreamed that just because we have been silenced doesn't mean we can't speak. Dreamed that just because this world is broken doesn't mean it can't be fixed. But sometimes these dreams are interrupted by the nightmare of our reality. The reality of racism, poverty, sexism, and classism. A lost country trying to find its way, using the same maps that got us lost in the first place. Unarmed, Eric Garner killed in a chokehold. Unarmed, Michael Brown shot 6 times. Unarmed, Oscar Alberto Ramirez lies dead from a shot to the back along the train tracks in Los Angeles. But James Holmes and Robert Deere are both taken into custody alive. So now, tell me, why is it that unarmed black and brown men are more dangerous than a white armed murderer? Tell me why, when we walk into the corner store at lunch, eyes track our every move, waiting to see us steal. Tell me why a young man of color in my neighborhood must join a gang to feel a sense of belonging. Tell me why statistics say young women of color are more likely to drop out than graduate from college. Tell me why at a basketball game, white players call Manuel players Negroes. It's been way too long. Today, I refuse to be forgotten. We have dreamed too long of being seen.